Up and worship him. Praise God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now go over to Acts. Go over to Acts chapter 10, I believe it is. Yeah, chapter 10, 38. Woo! Think about that. One night I was at Buddy Harrison's church in the late 70s. And they still talk about it then. I was preaching, and I just walked right off of the platform right in midair. Just went out and turned around and walked right back. Now, I've had people tell me that's happened at other meetings just recently. I said, oh, you're kidding me. No, you did. You walked right off of the platform. But you can't do that in the natural. The gravity will pull you down.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I'm not bringing attention to myself. I'm just telling you, we're coming into some things. Brother Hagin tells a story of a woman that was dancing. She got caught up in the presence. The presence of the Lord. And she was dancing in the Spirit on the altar bench and went way out, walked right off the end, just kept on going, turned around, did a little twist, and came right back and didn't miss a step and came right back. You see, there's a generation right now that well, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, that's just special once in a while. I tell you, we're coming into something. If a little old skinny woman had faith in God, lost all her children because she disobeyed God, she lost a husband or two, died, she just stayed faithful to God. They threw her in jail when she was 69. There's some preachers retiring at 50. She was thrown in jail. Because people couldn't get up off the floor. They thought that she hypnotized them. She went to court for weeks over it. They had to dismiss it, of course. They couldn't get anything on her. People, sinners in there trying to pull people up off the floor, couldn't move them. Ah! That ruined some of these meetings, wouldn't it? People being healed. I mean, just by the groves, people being healed by the power of God. I'm telling you, he just said right before the great dreadful day, he's coming with healings in his wings. There's going to be a manifestation of the glory, the presence of God in the area of healing. I predict it. I prophesy it to you. It's coming, and we're almost right there. I mean, we're right on the threshold. I know we've been hearing it here, but we're right there. We're right there. The thing it is people ain't going to step into it. Then some of them ain't going with it. And you get mad at a pistol when I've been saying, I said it in the Fresh Oil book. I said, Fresh Oil's coming. They won't do it. They won't come in it. Some say, what do you mean, Fresh Oil? Fresh Oil's already been here. Well, they sure don't got it. But there's a younger generation that's coming up that's going to go with it. I'm not talking about flaky stuff. But they're going to go with it. You going to go with it? I said, are you going to go with it? You going to go with it? You going to go with it? Then you're going to have to hurry up a little bit. God said you've been dragging a little bit. Speed it up a little bit. Speed it up a little bit. It's right in there, and it's right on you in the name of Jesus. God said to pray in the Spirit more, and you'll have it. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Put your hands up and worship Him and praise Him. Glory to God. I don't know if you're getting anything out of this, but I sure am. Now notice over there in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Now, we've got the Holy Ghost and with power, but notice anointed means to cover over like a coat. Comes upon you. Yes, Lord. He says special acts. Operations of the presence of God. Special acts are going to start taking place. I said, Lord, you can outdo what you did for that little lady in 1917 when 100-mile radius, people, everybody was falling out under the power of God. Now, back in that day, they're in the population they have today, but you can imagine what it could do today. You say, Ed, you're spaced out. Do you really believe that can happen? Yeah. I sure can. Tommy Hicks, read it in Dr. Summerall's Vision and Dream syllabus. He had a vision of this last day, what was going to happen. And it really, what it was like liquid fire, like that oil coming out, and it was coming all over the earth like that. And there were those that were catching it, and it was getting in their hands. He said he saw fire in their hand. The Christian, everyday Christian, they had fire. But there were some that turned their back on it and said, that's foolishness. And they walked away. When they did, they got darker and darker and darker. And they went away and they turned their back on God. And they thought they were right, but they were deceived. But there were those that were taking a hold of it. And he said the miracles that he saw all over the world. Just not in the United States, but all over the world. There's a preacher by the name of Bonnke that the presence of God comes in, and like waves, people just by thousands just fall out under the power of God. Some say, well, what good is that? I don't know. You don't got a tent like him. Sit 50,000 people. Why? Because he's a man that prays the prophet. You ever see him? See him on TV? He's intense. He's full of the power of God. And that's the way that we should be. Follow the power of God. We let the cares of the world drain us of our power that God has put upon us. Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. God wants that truck. God wants that truck. Hallelujah. Forgive me for my unbelief, Father. I forgive me for my unbelief. Put your hands up and worship Him while He's dealing with me. Lord, deal with them too. Glory be to God. The old ways ain't going to get it, Fred. God is going to meet with you. You're going to have a head face right in with God, and God's gonna, and you're gonna even go a different direction than even you thought you was gonna go. And it's gonna be fresh. And God, oh yes, it's gonna be fresh. You remember when you first got saved, how fresh it was? Some of you need that encounter again with God. You need a visitation with God. Now don't go over to Acts 19:11. You're familiar with this, you should be. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Why did it depart? Because of the anointing. Everybody say, because of the anointing. He did extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary to the natural mind. You know, God will heal. He's going to, in these last days, He's going to heal men like He did with Paul. That has never passed away. It's passed away with men, but not with God. God anoints some people to heal just like He anoints them to preach. And et cetera, and et cetera. There's different anointings. But there's going to be a manifestation of the power of God in these last days. Now, we won't have to talk about it. Oh, about Mary Woodworth Edder. Or you hear somebody telling a story, well, back in 1969, this happened. It's going to be ever-present with us right now. That's what we need, is that anointing come upon us. But see, God today was saying over there in that scripture in Malachi, He said, son, before I come, I said, I've got to have some scriptures on it. He said, go over to Malachi. There's healing in this land. Right before He comes, there's going to be a great manifestation of healing. Power. But He's only going to work for them that their vessels and their tabernacles are cleaned and washed and living right. You would probably be shocked. Maybe you wouldn't, because you've been in the ministry for several years. As I travel, and what the Lord tells me is going on in churches. Just had another one, just a breakout. I ain't going to get into it. But I mean, just the whole staff involved in sex and everything else. Trading wives and everything. I mean, and this is a big church. And when I go there, I'd have great meetings too. Now you can imagine what's going to happen. See, that type of anointing will bring all that stuff to the surface. That's why too many people, a lot of people are scared of me now. Who See, he don't know what he's going to do. You know what they're really saying? We can't put a handle on him and get what we want him to do. I just go into service and I do what God tells me to do. I speak to who God tells me to speak. See, we got to know the plan and the will of God. What God wants. I don't know if I'm helping you tonight, but to share it, I'm really prophesying to you. What God wants to do in these last days. Not every church is like that. But God wants clean vessels. I said, God wants clean vessels. Are you listening to me? You better get right with God. You better get your vessel clean right now. Because there's a moving of God. Hey, that's right. That's right. You're crying. The power of God's on you right now. As you're watching this by video, the power of God is upon you right now. Just call that number on the screen and God will help you. Hallelujah! Well, what was that? That was a word of wisdom. This ain't live. That's a word of wisdom. Somebody else, see, that's an impartation of a word of wisdom. I'm ready to pray for people. First of all, something about the bones. Something ain't right about bones. I want to get my hands on you. Who is it? Bones. Something wrong with your bones. Come up here right now. Don't wait. Let God see your faith. If you need help, let carry him up here. We got to be more aggressive. Hallelujah! And I could go on and on about the anointing that comes upon for service. But he's coming with healing in his wings. Oh, I want to be used. I want you to pray for me. Next January, I'm going to Peru. They're going to have some open air meetings. I just really feel that we're going to be used mightily down there. In Peru. And, yes, Lord. Ma'am, what is wrong with you? In your bones. A piece of cake. You don't accept it. No. Well, that's good. That's a plus. See, that's a plus. She says, I'm healed. They say she's got it. And that could be a fact in the natural. But she says, by faith, I am healed. That anointing go into this body. I curse that foul cancer. Come out of her bones. Come out of her body now. Woo, that's anointing of God. Come out of her body. Woo. Felt good, yeah. Just went right through you. Glory ni masaka shokobara mama yakasatu. Shimahaye. One of our travel trailers, which we have outgrown, the wheels are going like that. We got so much in the thing, jam-packed. That's why we need that truck. Says Ed Dufresne Ministries, attacking America with the gospel. See, you got to attack America. You can't wait for it to come to you. You got to attack it. If one little skinny woman that knew God could have people in a 100-mile radius fall out under the presence of God. Shoot! What's up with you? You have a cyst in your ovary? Piece of cake. The presence of God, the fire. You know there's fire? He baptized with fire. Woo! They said in one of Maria Woodworth Edwards' meetings, and they've seen it in William Branham, people would come in and they say fireballs. I know, we ain't going to follow after fire. You get cookies that chase after things. I'm not saying chase after. But they came in and there was fireball. And when she'd pray something, that fireball would hit those people and they'd be completely healed. Lord, send some more fireballs. Yes! Woo! Yes! Recourse that sister! Die! Dissipate, dry up. That's it right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How you doing, honey? Good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Ooh, glory. You don't have no pain in your shoulder right now? Isn't that wonderful? You are on morphine. But you did have pain when you came up here, though. Oh, you didn't have no pain because of the morphine. Okay, you didn't feel it. Okay. Yeah, okay. Just keep it straight. That's right. I just prayed for you. Don't criticize her for being on morphine. If you got pain so bad and you do anything you can to get it off of you. I was up on that hill this morning. I was thinking, as I go down the freeway every night, I see people come across the border. Mexicans coming across the border, running across the freeway. I said, God, you're sending them here to be saved. There's a heathen revival coming from the Hispanic community. And you're God's man. Keep this together up here and you'll be all right. And God wants to use you as an apostle. You need protection. And you need a father to father you and to help you and guide you into that anointing. Yes, ma'am, what's up with you? There it is right there. I scared you? I didn't mean to. I scare a lot of people for different reasons. Come on with me. Come on with me. Come on with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's the fire of God right there on that hip right now. What'd you do to the hip? Nothing? It's just out of place or something? Just has the pain in it. Uh-huh. You still have that pain? Why do you limp? Oh, because it hurts when you walk? Amen. Power. Whew. Boy, that's the anointing of God's all over you. Yes, ma'am, what's up with you? Yeah. That's good. You don't have to fall down to get healed. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Glory be. Who's the healer?
Jesus.
I said, who's the healer?
Jesus.
Who's the healer?
Jesus.
How many of you want hands laid on you tonight? How many of you want hands laid on you tonight? Glory be to God. Well, we're going to do it a section at a time. A section at a time. Watch that lady. Whew, God's all over her. What was wrong with you? You have a bone disease all over your body? You was born with it? What's wrong with you? You drunk? Be careful, God. The Holy Ghost will chain you to the floor. Have washed, the Holy Ghost wash every bit of that out of her body. Have bone disease in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the one I was after. Brother DeFrank, do you believe everybody's going to get healed in these last days? Not everybody. Not everybody. There's some that just won't take it. But there's going to be a big percentage just by the mercy of God that's going to be healed. What keeps coming in my spirit, I believe 90% of them are going to be healed in these last days. You're going to see. They're building more hospitals today, more mental institutions today than they ever have. One shot of lightning from heaven in somebody's brain knock every one of those mental spirits right out of their head. said I love this anointing. This basket. Put your hands up and worship in the basket. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Storm, stop. Be still. She go full term in the name of Jesus. Oh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This man of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, shake your body, shake your God. I would say, not my will, but your will, Father. Believe me, life is so short. It goes by so fast. The only thing that's going to count is what we've done for God. Somebody that has a growth or the size of a small grapefruit in here. You have a growth in your body. You have a growth on your body. Raise your hand. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. This ain't the time to clap for this type of anointing. How big is it? Uh-huh. Where's it at? Uh-huh. Pass it! Dry up, dissipate. In Jesus' name. Dissipate and go in Jesus' name. That's all right. He came up and received it. And I'm after one. It's a pretty nice size. Small grapefruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Real reverently. I want you to start back in this back row here and start coming out. This back row, stand up. And ma'am, you lead them out and come right down here if you would. Real reverently, real quiet. And then when this black brother comes to the end of his chairs, I want you to stand, brother. Then the rest of the row, stand up and follow him. And then the next row, do that. But I want it very reverently. In the name of Jesus, there's the power of God right there going through you. In Jesus' name. Healing power. In the name of Jesus. Receive it right there. Receive it. Come right in. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. There it goes right there. That's the power of God right there. That's it right there. Receive it. Receive an impartation. That's it right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive it right there. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it, Lord Jesus. Receive healing in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Yes. having sex before your marriage wrong, according to the Bible. There's a lady in here and you're doing that. Just stop it. Just stop it. End it tonight and say, that's it. I ain't doing that no more. If the dude wants me, then he's just going to have to marry me. If not, split. God give you a good man. The one that's got a crooked and then it's crooked spine and then it's twisted. Come up here. Did I already pray for you? Come on up here. Could be more. It's crooked and it's twisted. Is that you? Uh-huh. Stay! What's happening? You're going to find out you're going to be taller. The power of God. Holy God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Oh, my. This is one of my kids. Still calls me pastor. He was raised in my church when he was just a little boy. You miss that anointing, don't you? He was raised on this type of anointing. And you will fulfill what God has called you to do. And you're making the right steps towards it now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Stick them up. Jesus' name is the power of God right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come up here. You know, for this type of anointing, this is good to get everything out of your life. Repent. This type of anointing. This is the type of anointing that came in that temple.